Hilchot Megillah. Hakoreis a Megillah Mafreya Lo Yatza. So you have to read in order. Kara v'shachach pasachachad v'kara pasach sheni lo v'chazer v'kara pasach sheshachach v'chazer v'kara pasach shlishi lo yatza. I mean, they should kara pasach echad the Mafreya. Alaketzer otze machami pasach sheni sheshachach v'kori ala seder. That even at the level of psukim, one has to read the Megillah in order. Matzah tibor shekaru chatzah lo yomar ekra chatzah achroni matzibor. That's what came up for me once. I was reading the Megillah and people came halfway and they listened to it and they said, could you just read the first four prakim for me? And they said, well, could, but not going to help. V'achzer v'ekra chatzah rishon shezeh kori l'mafreya lo kori mitzchila v'yatzof al haseder. So the idea is that it has to be done al haseder. And you know, you don't find a parallel halacha by Kriyas HaTorah. Of course, Kriyas HaTorah in essence is a Chovas HaTzibor as opposed to Chovas HaYachid. Chaim felt famously as a Chovas HaYachid. But you don't find a parallel halacha by Kriyas HaTorah. And the whole idea that it has to be in order, both in terms of the Psukim and the Parashio, seems to be very strongly indicative of the idea, as we say, Megillah Nikrei Sigeres, that you know, you read a letter, you have to read in order to make sense of it, that it's telling a story. And I'd like to tie this into the halacha that the Rambam paskins. You know, there are multiple deos in the Tanaim that we spoke about of the various different ways that the Tanaim understand the concept of where you have to read the Megillah from. So the Rambam, of course, maintains that one has to read the entirety of the Megillah, not just part of it, or not start from Ish Yehudi, and not start from other such places as well. So, again, the idea is you have to read the whole thing, and you have to read the whole thing in order. One other point that I'd like to mention in this context is the comparison to Kriyat Shema. We know the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Kriyat Shema that one is not allowed to go out of order in terms of the Psukim, but one can go out of order in terms of the Parashios. Right, and this seems to be what the Rambam is precluding here by giving two examples. He starts with the example of, okay, if I skip over one pasuk, can I just, you know, at some point go back to that pasuk and then go back to wherever I left off from? No, you can't go out of order in terms of the psukim. But not only that, you can't go out of order in terms of the parashios either. So what I'd like to suggest again, based on this comparison for Kriyat Shema, is there's really, you know, two different ideas in halacha of going in order. One of them is, you know, to establish the basic structure. And that, you know, you find by Kriya Shema that there's some degree of flexibility of about. The other one is, you know, Miforat, you know, on the level of the Psukim, and there one does have some flexibility in terms of...
Josh Miller, Ari Kamenetsky, and Abby Grossman, please come to the main office. Josh Miller, Ari Kamenetsky, and Abby Grossman, please come to the main office.
Okay, so just to review, when it comes to the Parshios, there you do have some flexibility in terms of the Kriyat Shema. The entire structure doesn't have to be preserved. But internally, each and every Pasuk has to be in order. When it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, I think, you know, Kriyas HaMegillah, we have that higher standard, of course, despite the fact that it's a Derabanan. Not only do the basic Prakim have to be in order, but literally every single Pasuk as well, because as we know, more than anything else, the Megillah tells a story. Okay, we'll pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow. Comparison between Kriyas HaMegillah and Kriyat Shema, highly instructive in terms of Kori L'Mafreya, Lo Yatza. Difference between Kori L'Mafreya on the level of Psukim, Kori L'Mafreya on the level of Parshios.